Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you cool with 1605? I mean, it's 1605 hours or 4:05 p.m. The reason I ask you this, Jeremy, who I should tell you does an incredible job as the producer of this here little program, says he's got all his clocks set to 24-hour time. Now, I looked around, and I have the vast majority of my clocks set to 24-hour time. And I would be perfectly comfortable saying it's 1605 hours. But I am curious to know what your tolerance level is. Are you completely and totally committed to simply 4:05 as opposed to 1605? Just shoot me a note. I don't need details. Although, if you have a background in the military or law enforcement, you probably have a certain familiarity with the 24-hour clock. If you are European, you definitely have a familiarity with the 24-hour clock. If you spend any time in Europe, you have a familiarity with the 24-hour clock. I personally think it's just much more detailed, but every once in a while, you will make a mistake if you didn't grow up in it, and you'll say it's 18:05, let's say, when what you really mean is it's 8:05 in the evening, because it's just, you know, it's numbers. You know how numbers are. But all of that being said, Would you prefer that I simply announce time utilizing the 24-hour clock? Because I can do it. I'd be happy to. I don't know what we do with the laptop. The laptop is apparently committed to AM, PM, but I got enough other resources here. I think we can do it. So you could hit me up. Let me know. 833-804-1140. That's a James River Air text line. 833-804-1140. Anybody else find it absolutely laugh out loud hysterical that dear Abby Spamberger is trashing Glenn Youngkin and claiming that as a result of Glenn Youngkin, a taxpayer money has been squandered? Hey, dear Abby, let me explain this to you. You are so full of crap that your eye color has now changed from blue to brown. You are a pathological, compulsive liar. I mean, other than that, I know you're a lovely lady, marvelous woman, CIA hack, and by all accounts, probably not going to be president. I mean, no offense, or lots of offense. I don't really care. For those of us that have been around the block a time or two and have watched the entire evolution of Dear Abby, we know that she's a crock of crap and always has been. There's no great surprise. There's no shock here. If you're, I don't know, new to the area or you just don't follow these things, then maybe you have been convinced that she's, a moderate, remember? That's the part that she has played now for a number of years. There's absolutely, positively nothing moderate about her, except, well, no, there's nothing moderate about her now that I think about it. Nothing at all. It is entertaining, though, to hear her trashing President Trump and claiming that's going to cost us money, the one big beautiful bill. You can believe me or you can believe her. The choice is yours. I don't really care. I'm not running for office. I'm never running for office. I have no interest in running for office. I'm like the timeshare guy that just, you know, we hear those commercials and the guy going, yeah, you know, I'm not a lawyer. Never wanted to be a lawyer. Don't even like lawyers. Wouldn't talk to a lawyer. I'm not interested in being elected to office. I'm not running for any office. I just no interest. None. Is it possible for me to want it less than I don't think it's humanly possible for me to be as committed to not running for office as I am. And I always get asked. This is the thing. It doesn't matter where you are. Talk radio is a weird thing. It just is. But I've been doing it now for 34 years. That's a long time. And I've been quite fortunate. You know, I've been all over the country, all over the world, actually, but all over the country doing this. And invariably, because I have some thoughts or opinions on certain things, people go, well, what about running for office? Hey, I got a better idea. What about not running for office? I think that's a better idea. I was offered the nomination years ago when I did mornings in Boston. Morning Drive at WRKO. Libertarian Party of Massachusetts offered me the nomination. Jeff, would you like to be the governor? Would you like to run for governor? We will simply hand you the nomination to run for governor. And then I started asking questions like, what are the real job responsibilities there as governor? And then they started listing them. Like, no, that's too much like a real job. I said, what else you got available? And so, you know, lieutenant governor fundamentally doesn't do a damn thing unless the governor drops dead. I said, well, are we pretty sure that the governor is going to be pretty healthy? Because if we are, then lieutenant governor sounds like the way to go. Nice salary, get a full, at least in Massachusetts. I'm not quite sure how it played out anywhere else. Although, if memory serves, I would say here in my other beloved Commonwealth, my now number one beloved Commonwealth, yeah, you would have gotten a driver, right? If our friend John Reed had been elected lieutenant governor, I think he would have gotten a full-time driver from the Capitol Police. That's who's responsible for the lieutenant governor, by the way. At Winsome Sears, when she was lieutenant governor, I think she had a driver in detail from the Capitol Police. Oh, I'm not entirely sure. But, I mean, you get some good stuff. You get some nice office space. The salary is awful. Which is why it just continually amazes me that people spend so much money to run for an office that doesn't pay anything. But, you know, I guess they really do care about the community. But anyway, so I was offered. Yeah, Jeff, would you like to? Nomination is yours, man. Nomination is yours. Oh, okay. And then I started thinking, well, no. I appreciate it. And when the book finally does get out, I am still working. You know, when I finally do complete the autobiography, I've got some newspaper clippings that I found of me from back in the day doing mornings up there in Boston and being offered the nomination of the Libertarian Party. That doesn't, believe me when I tell you, Libertarian Party was in no danger of winning at that time, so it's not like it was really going to happen anyway. But all of that being said,
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kind of interesting. Yeah. All right. So let me take a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Let's see here. Let's see. All right, so I'm just looking. You know, Germ, is it possible for us to reach out to some sort of a social service or mental health operation and see if this poor 757 texter is able to get, because they're just back crap crazy. God, It just goes on and on. You would think, wouldn't you, if you were engaged in texting such moronic drivel, these nonstop diatribes, and they never actually make it on the air, wouldn't you stop? Wouldn't you say, geez, maybe I should devote myself to something more important, like clipping my toenails or something, or pulling hair out of my nose? Yeah, I don't know. 804 says, Jeff, could you please put this out on the air in hopes that it'll work its way back around the former governor, Glenn Youngkin, that the present governor, Abigail Spanberger, is complete full of horse hockey, and that her blaming his administration for budget failures is a bunch of crap. And maybe he can put an op-ed in the newspaper in hopes that it works its way back around so the people will see it. Well, I don't know. For the six people who still read the daily newspaper, maybe. But probably not. A tag down in Midlothian says, Jeff, the medical profession also uses the 24-hour clock. Maybe you do want to use it. Yeah, maybe. Maybe. 804, Jeff, when it comes to honesty, Governor Glenn Youngkin was pretty honest even when it could possibly hurt his poll numbers. Well, I agree with you. This goes on to say, I would take Governor Glenn Youngkin any day. I wish there were more Republicans like him. Okay. I loved Glenn Youngkin, as you know. And I continue to love Glenn Youngkin. Not in a weird way. Not in a weird way. I just thought he was such a rock-solid guy, an honest man, dedicated to doing the right thing for all the right reasons. He's exactly the sort of person you want in public life. Yeah, I miss him, too. I miss him every single day. I just invariably come across something stupid that Dear Abby has said, and something dishonest that Dear Abby has said, and the extremists that are now in control of the Democrats, which, just for the record, I spent most of my life as a Democrat. So it pains me when I see the wackadoodles who have taken over, but I get it. It's their party now. 416, Jeff Katz, News Radio.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.